Harms, it's fantastic to see you. You're part of the experience of being part of the Inverell Junior Rugby Club. How are you enjoying the season being the El Presidente of the Highlanders?
Yeah, very much so. We've had a really strong year this year. I think our target was about 120 registered kids, and we've just about achieved that. And most importantly, I think everyone's had a great time and enjoyed a lot of travelling involved, but we've had a good time. And
it's a big challenge for Inverell because we've lost the Hawks in rugby league. And the Highlanders had a really, really rough year, but it is the most extreme with Moree as far as the north of the Sandor Central North Premiership. But what's the thing that's getting kids coming back? Is it all the great foundational work that the likes of Rowan O'Brien and the like have done back through the time? And now you're getting some fantastic facilities there. You know, Rugby Park's outstanding, but Cameron Park as well. And that hopefully induces not only people, but kids to come and play sport no matter what it is, and then they can come over and play rugby during the winter.
Yeah, there's no doubt the guys before me have laid a great foundation, Roe included. I think this season we had a sevens tournament at the beginning of the season, which brought a few people in from who hadn't played rugby before, which has been, that's probably a big part of it. I think also we've got a great committee who really put in a lot of work, and a great bunch of parents as well. That makes a huge difference with the kids. So I think all that together's keeps it real for us and keeps us coming back.
Great to see also the Classic Wallabies went to Moree this year but poked their head into Inverell as well. You can't buy that opportunity to go out there and get Wallabies, and hopefully as New South Wales Rugby and Rugby Australia and Classic Wallabies get their act together, we'll get to see a little bit more of that, where at least on two or three occasions a year they can pop into various clubs but also turn up to these days like this, because there's only 300 or 400 kids here too. So that was a great experience earlier this year as part of that Sevens tournament.
Yeah, it's good to see the Wallabies. It makes a massive difference. I think you forget when you're a little kid what an impact it has when you see a great ex-player there. And then we can now YouTube them these days and show the kids what the old guys used to do on the field.
One of the things we needed in Inverell, as you said, the seniors are doing it a little bit tough, but it's really now just trying to lock in with that age group between 12 and 16 and be part of that in regards to getting a competition going through the Northwest Regional Competition.
Yeah, I think we now have 6 under 6s, under 8s, under 10s, under 12s, under 14s and under 16s, which is the first time we've done that for a long time. And look, the honest truth of it is it's the dads and mums who are organised to do all this travelling, which has been a difference. We've also had some great sponsors this year, particularly the RSM, who have thrown some money in for us to have buses. And so that's made a big difference. We've been able to get kids on buses and travelling mostly on Friday nights.
Yeah. Also, something you blokes have got up your sleeve now is you've got a couple of boys who are playing Super Rugby, and Alex Newsom for New South Wales and Jock Campbell playing for our bi-headed brethren over the border. It's good to see that the club's getting that recognition as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And again, makes a big difference for the kids to be able to see a pathway through to rep rugby. Makes it real when you watch the Super Rugby too, when you can see the guys from Inverell playing on a Friday and Saturday night.
And of course also, when do we have training? Boys and girls are welcome as well. That's been a space that's got bigger and bigger thanks to Dale Beattie. And of course some would argue that Rhianna Byers is an Inverell girl, a Warriota girl, a Moree girl, depending how you want to do it, but we'll take her as an Inverell girl, won't we?
Yeah. Absolutely, we'll take Crowded House as an Australian band, so we'll take Rhianna. And Dale has done a cracking job, and love to see. We've had an under-14s girls team playing all season, and they've had a really good season. A lot of the other teams just didn't want to play them; they were that good. So we have training on a Thursday night for the boy, and then we have Wednesday night is the girls training, as well as I think the under-16s also train on Wednesday night as well.
Get down there to Inverell Rugby Park at about 5 p.m. Be part of it. Use the $100 voucher as well. We've got four more tournaments to go here as far as the Central North experience. And Jim, we want to thank you for your time. We want to wish you all the best as you're the president of the Inverell Highlanders and the Juniors, and hopefully much more success as you look to build the green and gold there with the big man with the pipes blowing away there.
No worries. Thanks very much and for your support over the season. Appreciate it.